Was thinking that one of the nicest activities of the dergah was that we used to send our children to places where they could serve people in need. I mean, I remember they went to Syria,
yes.
Didn't they?
They did.
They helped the refugees
Iraqi
there.
Refugees, yeah.
They went to Chile,
yeah.
And they built little cottages for, Indians, Chilean Indians on the mountains. Where else did they go? They went to
Kosovo.
No, Kosovo.
Haiti.
Did they go to Bosnia?
Yes,
they
but twice.
They went to Bosnia.
Orphanages, yes.
They went to Haiti.
They went to Haiti. Yeah.
Louisiana?
They
New
went
Orleans.
To Louisiana, right.
New Orleans,
right. Yeah. But now that crop they have grown, they are either, they started working, they started getting married, or they are deeply involved in universities. I wonder, because I always wanted them to go to Cuba, you remember, that one place which they did not go. And I understand that the Turks are building, it seems, mosques all over the place, including Cuba. Maybe we can get into contact with the Turkish government and the Turkish consulate and let them go there and work gratis, without pay, in building the mosque.
They won't let them do the mosque.
Simple workers just carry things.
No, the Cuba didn't allow them to build them. They did not.
Are you sure?
Guaranteed.
Well, who was it? Somebody told me that it was in the New York Times or something.
Yeah, they wanted to do it, but Cuba said no way.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. That's ungrateful.
Well, they can do something else.
Well, anyhow, they can do something else. But the thing is, now I am not only asking the kids, I see that this is the new crop. And what was the limit? The 15 or something that we used to send them 15 and over. Who's 15 and over? Nobody. Who is?
How old are you? 14. So now you're going to be 15. January. February, so.
Well, you think
2016 is good?
Yeah.
We have a generation gap, Baba. We have a generation gap.
Yeah, we do have a generation gap. Well, anyhow, don't forget, after I'm gone, that program should really continue, because I think it did a lot of good to... Did Mehmet go anywhere?
Mehmet went to Syria.
To Syria, yeah.
To Syria. And Zeynep went somewhere?
Zeynep went to Syria and?
Chile.
Haiti.
Yeah. I think they had it did good to them. Yeah, but they're too young. And they, in fact, amongst them, there were very few, 15. Yeah. Many of them was 18, 19 or 10. So, but those people who are at the university, they cannot afford to do that in summer either, can they?
No, they have internships.
Hmm?
They have internships
and stuff like that, yeah. So we'll have to wait for 3-4 years. So when this crop will be... I don't see too many boys.
Adam, how old are you?
I'm 14 and a half.
He says he's ready, 14 and a half.
Oh. Yeah. And how old are you?
14.
14? Yeah.
So, in a year.
We have
a year or two.
Yeah.
I am going to talk about a subject tonight about which I know nothing. I am going to talk about sincerity, ikhlas. Perhaps you know something, but at the age of 89, I don't know. And I don't think you will find too many sheikhs who will confess that they don't know it either. It is such a high stage. It is said that ikhlas is a secret between Allah Ta'ala and the one who is mukhlis, who is sincere. That nobody but Allah Ta'ala knows the sincerity of the sincere. The two angels sitting on our shoulders who record the good deeds and the sins don't know that secret between the sincere one and Allah Ta'ala. The ego doesn't know it, because if he knew it, he would stop it. The shaitan al-la'in doesn't know it, because if he knew it, he would convert it. Certainly, people don't know it. In fact, the essence of sincerity is the total unconcern of all and everyone except Allah Ta'ala. It is such a state that when we recite the At-Tahiyyat at each prayer, which is the repetition of what happened between Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Allah Ta'ala at the summit of the Miraj, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed Sidrat al-Muntaha, which even Jibril alayhi salam, who was accompanying him, said, "Ya Rasulullah, if I step inside, I will burn to ashes." But Rasulullah did enter to the presence of Allah Ta'ala, and they saluted each other. "Assalamu alaykum ya ayyuhan nabiyyu rahmatullahi wa barakat," said Allah Ta'ala. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Assalamu alayna ala ibadullahi salihin." So he brought with him to the presence of Allah Ta'ala ibadullah salihin, the servants of Allah, which last week I talked about, which should be an ideal for all of us to be. But there is a condition there. It suffices not to be simply Abdullah, but ibadullah salihin, the sincere servants of Allah Ta'ala. Now we live in a world, and especially in a country, which normal men and women spend their days to try to acquire more benefit for themselves, not for others, for themselves. The more they have, the more they try to acquire benefit for themselves. And usually to the detriment of others. I have no qualms whatsoever. Although I have got a beautiful house and everything what I need in this house, next to me is Anwar's house. I have no qualms of trying to take Anwar's house and put Anwar on the street. This is the state of affairs. And don't say I am not one of them, because it may be not to that extent, you know, that I wouldn't try to get Anwar's house and, you know, make him a street person. But definitely, under the influence of our egos, we take things which doesn't belong to us, things which we don't even need, we already have many of it, from the one whose possession, whose only possession is that thing. We don't care if he becomes hungry, if he goes into prison, if he goes into nut house, or even if he dies. That is the kind of life great majority, if not all, of the modern men and women who live. Now these people, obviously, under any standards of any religion, of any morals, are bad people. So they should be detested by the ones who they make suffer. They certainly should not be praised by the people who they make miseries too. Ah, but no. Not only I do this and cause you misery, but I also expect you to praise me, to thank me, to pay me, to give me medals, to write books about me, articles in the New York Times. Example. Heads of state in France, in Italy. What was the name of the guy who was going to be the president of France, who sort of committed adultery with the maid in the hotel?
Yep.
Well, also the president of France, the president of Italy. When they commit, president of America too, come to think of Mr. Clinton, right? Who committed adultery with a little Jewish girl? No. And when we hear about those things, we laugh it off. You see, you are laughing, all of you. You don't condemn those people. We laugh it off. In fact, secretly inside, we say, good guys.
That's right.
And when certain party in this country of ours only work for the 1% rich of the country to the detriment of the 99% of the population, we praise them. We vote for them, and they are going to be in power. They are already in power, but they are going to be even more power. Now, this is the atmosphere. This is the society. This is the culture in which we live. So therefore, we may think that we have got an excuse that if they can do it, why can't I do it? I mean, if the president does it, if the upshot does it, so why shouldn't I do it? Well, obviously, you understand this is not an activity of a sincere person. This is the activity of a terrible, immoral, awful, unfaithful kafir. The Imam, the Sheikh, he speaks and he gets paid for it. And he hopes that one day that he will be so famous that they will write about him in the newspaper, and that far away people will know about him and write letters to him. That's why he works. That's why he talks. Allah is my witness. That's not why I talk. But that doesn't make me sincere. Today I asked my wife, I said, what is your judgment on a person who is fake? And mother answered, and I want her to tell you what she answered. Please, loud and clear.
Well, I don't remember exactly. Well,
you don't remember what we talk about? Serious things like that.
She's your wife, she don't pay attention.
Depends what you're faking. If you're faking something good, that you want to do good at something, but you can't really.
So you remember perfectly well. Why do you say you don't remember? Except I cannot hear her. Can you all hear her?
Yes.
Okay.
You're faking something that you want to do, something that's maybe you're even charged to do it, and you feel like you're faking it because you can't really fulfill the whole thing, but you're making your best effort.
Somebody who is put in a situation. And he is not happy or comfortable or worthy, he knows perfectly well, to be in this situation. But he cannot do anything else. He is pushed into this situation. He cannot resign. He cannot say, I am not worthy for it. He cannot say, I can do it. So he is in this position. Many of us, our jobs are like that. That we have to feed our family, and we are put into a position, which is certainly above us. We know that we are not worthy to be in this position, but we do the best we can. Now, Mother says that is what fake is. I usually don't talk about myself, but I think I have even confessed to you, and certainly confessed to her many times, everything which one says one did. So I suppose I will also say I did, but well aware that I don't know how to do anything, but I am made to do it. Everything, my student life, I faked it. I was a wrestler, I faked it. I was a revolutionary, I faked it. I was an artist, I faked it. I was a father, I faked it. I was a husband, I faked it. I am a sheikh, I am faking it. Where is the sincerity? Because sincerity is something to do something with the will of Allah Ta'ala for His sake and nothing more, for His pleasure, not for the pleasure of your wife, of your father, of your children, of your neighbor. I repeat, of your neighbor, Pakistanis, of the neighbor. I have to marry my daughter. She has to have 40 days and 40 night wedding. Even if it makes me bankrupt, what would the neighbor say? For the neighbor? No, none of that. Just for His sake. Now we are dervishes. One of the principal actions of a dervish, we know, is to oppose one's nafs ammara, one's ego. You don't have to be a dervish, Muslim. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he calls it jihadu kabir. Sahl ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu was asked once, Ya Shaykh, what is the thing which our ego hates most? and he said, it is ikhlas, it is sincerity. Because he cannot touch it, he cannot influence it, he is even unable to know of its existence. He is totally impotent vis-a-vis to sincerity. You must admit, in our lives, we consider the feelings, hopefully, of our parents. We consider the feelings of our husbands and our wives. We consider the feeling of our children. We consider the ideas and the feelings of our neighbors. We consider the police. We consider the judge. We consider the IRS. We consider our doctors. We consider our friends and our enemies, but very seldom, if ever, we never consider the one who created us, the one who feeds us, the one who truly cares for us, and the one eventually who is going to take us from this world to himself. And depending on what we did during this short life, put us either to eternal bliss in his Jannah or to eternal catastrophe in is hell. Now, really, when we think about it, it's very strange. Especially when we know that perhaps, like in my long life, once or twice or thrice, I have done things for which people called me an idiot, throwing his money away, or getting himself in danger that he could get killed, without really any consideration of any reward or benefit from it. And the grace, what I received of these few small actions in my life, surpasses the greatest compliments, the greatest rewards, the greatest fame, which I did experience also in life. But those little things really left a mark in me, while all the rest I don't care at all at this point, at the age of 89. So all of us we have one day or another have done something like that. You know, somebody who really was sad and crying, we cheered him up. Or somebody who really was destitute, you know, we gave them $5. But the way that our right hand didn't know what left hand was doing, and nobody was watching, and we didn't want anybody to watch either. And that really has stayed with us, the taste of it. Then, you know, all these fake things which we do. By the way, when I'm telling that all these fake things which I did in life, I was pretty successful in all of them. Oh, by the way, I was a fake businessman for 10 years too. And pretty successful. Fake wrestler, pretty successful. Fake artist, pretty successful. And even fake chef, pretty successful. Look. So I'm talking to myself as well as you. Time is short. And if you really want truly to be Muslims, if you truly want to come close to the one who created you, definitely we have to do our best to serve him. But that is not sufficient. In our service to him, we have to be sincere and think only about his pleasure and no one and nothing else. Salaam alaikum.
Two different pictures.
One is for the monitor of such the TV monitor. The one is for the
monitor.
Which one is it? I'm sorry, the one on the left. The one on the left.
No, is that a, the phone that's recording? Yes.
Audio is the phone. Or
through the phone.
Internet. Not phone.
Okay. Is that a camera?
It's an iPhone.
That can use it as a recorder.
Kızım, kimin de onlar?
Burak.
Evet.
Ceyhan.
Ha?
Ceyhan.
Burada mı?
Hepsi buradalar. Mehmet.
Mehmet. Sevin Hanım'ın kulübünüz var mı?
Var ya, ona verdik daha önce.
Var.
Bak verdik.
Okey. Şimdi de bir tane Vasek'in kardeşine yapacaksın.
Onu yapacağım. Zafer babayla konuştum dün.
Zafer babayla konuştum.
Zafer babayla.
Evet. Zafer babayla konuştum. Evet.
Ne keşke.
Evet.
Size hürmetlerini gönderdi.
Estağfurullah, selamünaleyküm.
Biliyorsunuz hasta o.
Hasta.
Ya. Yani galiba karaciğerine mi sıçramış, ne olmuş? Kimoya gidiyorum dedi.
Hı.
Ona hürmetlerimi söyleyin dedi.
Karaciğerine bulaşmış.
Evet.
Niye konuştun bu zaferle?
Ben de ara sıra öyle nasılsınız, hastalığını duydum, geçmiş olsun diye aramıştım. Ondan sonra tekrar aradım. Dün de tekrar aradım. Nasıllar? Gelmiyordu 2-3 haftadır derdi abi. Ondan sonra kimo feda yapıyor beni dedi. Ondan sonra şeyde bir de Çolak Erdoğan var ya, bizi hatırlarsınız. Erdoğan.
Var.
Evet, o da size hürmetlerini gönderdi. Ya dedi, arayacağım dedi, arayayım mı babayı? Dedim, bu saatte arama baba, şimdi cuma evde. Hayır, söylediği zaman cuma saatiydi. Dedim, baba şimdi cumada hutbede, daha sonra ara dedim. Dedi, eğer konuşamazsam dedi, hürmetlerimi söyleyin. Dedim, üzerimde kalmasın. Çağırayım mı onu? Mustafa Baba, o Sefer Efendi, Kemal Baba,
Şevki,
Kemal Baba.
Abdül'ün var mı? Ha? Abdül'e yaptınız mı?
Abdül'e yaptım. Tamam. Dört kişine. Burak.
Gel oğlum.
Burak. Abdül.
Allahu Ekber, Allahu Ekber. Scotia'da bir tane yapıversin sana da mı? In Istanbul, the ladies who don't wear their
green excerpts. Don't let them to do their prayers and to do their zikrullah. I think I am going to follow the same law of Turul Efendi. So from next Saturday on, if we are dressing all the boys with their the only sign of your being a dervish is your green sharps.
I don't have one.
Is there any of the ladies who don't have a green sharp?
I'm out.
Susan doesn't have one.
I'm out.
You don't? Probably, God knows, you wash the windows with.
I don't wash the windows.
You never got one?
I never wash the windows with it.
You really don't have any? Get one. Anybody else who doesn't have a green? Get two. Anybody else?
Sophia.
Me.
Three.
Four.
Now I can go to Istanbul, mashallah.
Senin de yok mu kız? Leyla?
Leyla.
You don't have it either?
The green. Yeah. Five.
Her sheikh died, I think. Didn't your sheikh die?
Yes.
Yes.
And you didn't take hand afterwards?
She's waiting to take hand.
It was raining, did you say?
She's waiting to take hand.
Oh, I thought it was raining.
It was raining.
It was raining to take hand, okay.
In your hands.
Baba, did you do that wow behind you looking sort of fell down? Probably that's what you did. Behind you.
Picture behind you.
Oh, you think it's so easy for me to look behind me?
No. Yeah.
Olmadı. Yine olmadı.
There's another one over there. Hey. See that one? It's off balance. Been bothering me all night. Nope, a little bit more.
Down.
Put you down. More? Yes, good. Okay. Is that good?
Let's go. Still not straight, anyhow. That shows you.
Maybe we can put it down on the ground.
Give it to mother. I said, give it to mother. And make takbir to your daughter there. Aren't you a sheha? Not to show to people that, you know, we have what lady shakes.
That's right.
You see, she doesn't take it.
Do you have some sugar?
Okay, Susan. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Salatu ve selamu aleyke ya Habiballah.
Baba, I have a question.
Yes.
When the man received a haidariya,
yes,
all the men stood.
All the men what?
Stood. All the men here stood up. They all were standing.
Oh.
When the woman was receiving their shroud, everyone was down. And this is America, and what is good for the men, isn't it good for the woman?
True! Absolutely true.
So I stood.
We didn't stand. You were standing.
I stood when the woman, because you stood for the, when all the men stood, when he received
it. No, we didn't.
You
received
it. You imagined it.
No, I saw him.
No, we didn't.
But I made a good point, didn't I?
But a little bit of feminism is good.
I made a good point anyway.
One more card.
Equally lazy. It's not equally lazy.
I was also thinking to make the haidariyas like the Hawaiian shirt, you know? What do you think? Like Hawaiian shirt?
No.
You remember Effendi had sort of burgundy red...
when they first came.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's because they didn't have anybody who knew how to make them. That's because they didn't have a dervish available to make them. They had to rely on somebody on the outside.
You remember the tasbih? My God.
Well,
it ate the
skin of your fingers.
Yeah. But now they're smooth for some reason.
Yeah.
Not if you can use it regularly, yeah. But after 30...
We're getting very fancy.
Yeah. They used to take the olive pit and punch a hole in it.
So they didn't polish it.
Right. Right. I have about 1,000 of those beads with holes in it. If somebody wants to string them.
Why are the men growing beards? Look at all the baseball players. The reason is the women are walking around exposed. They're strong. Men are